My biggest fear is that I won't be able to come in and save you in time, and you're gonna get yourself killed.
Okay.
The code, Charles.
Sierra, Romeo, Victor, Echo, November, Tango, where is it?
It's close after all. You could be there in 30 minutes.
If you second guess every directive, you're just gonna go crazy.
If you didn't kill him, you could have found out who he was working for.
Well, I didn't mean to kill him.
We've got you for another 3 years.
Yeah?
Go to work, Charles.
Joining us today on Moving Radio is filmmaker Spencer Richard, also known as Servant, and he is a director that has his brand new short film, Dance with the Devil. It's going to be featured as part of a premiere at the Capitol Theater in Fort Emmons Park, and that's going to be on March 22nd, 2024, and you are going to be able to check it out if you purchase some tickets online to go check it out. Spencer, welcome to Moving Radio.
Thank you for having me on. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting that you've got your premiere happening at the Capitol Theater. I guess a best place to start for us would be to ask you to give us a little bit of background on Dance with the Devil, which people can be expecting to see on that evening of March 22nd at the Capitol Theater. Tell us a little bit more about Dance with the Devil.
To start, it's technically a short film, but it is 40 minutes long, so it's a not-so-short short film. But to round out the evening, we're not just watching the film itself, which is a spy thriller of sorts. There's some action to it. There's, I guess, in the vein thematically of James Bond, that kind of atmosphere. You know, there's a bit of humor. You know, it's a little bit sexy. There's some action. There's some intrigue. And I guess to that motif is appropriate to compare it. And we're going to watch the film. And we're also going to be watching a behind-the-scenes featurette where we go into how we made the film. We've been very extensive in filming behind-the-scenes materials for it. And I do a lot of documentary stuff as well as a filmmaker. And so that's up my alley. And it just, I feel like, is going to really enter people into the world of what it was to make this film, as well as give them the opportunity to enjoy it as it is intended on a nice screen in a great, wonderful venue surrounded by the cast and crew.
You know, the trailer for Dance with the Devil has just recently released online, and I think that gives a really good example of what exactly this film is about in a pretty concise 2 minutes. But maybe let's get into some deeper ideas about the plot itself of Dance with the Devil, just to give people a little bit better primer as to what they can expect when they go check it out down at the Capitol Theater.
Sure. So I play a character named Charles. And he is part of a two-man team set whose basic task, his occupation in life, is to do what he's told through a middleman. So he's basically signed away his right to know where he's getting these orders from. And part of the reason for that is explored in the film. But I think a lot has to do with culpability. He's a spy, effectively. You know, he'll go for drops. He will kill people. He will do things that spies do. And he is often working with somebody to kind of ensure that they can get everything done. And he's a little bit jaded, I think, when the story starts. He has a bit of a history. Being a short film, you don't want to spoil too much of the plot, but certainly we come full pace in the middle of a story where I do put a great effort into creating a sense of these characters have a past. They have, you know, a present, and they have something that they're working towards, that they have a goal in mind. And yeah, so he's a little bit jaded from some previous work, and he's getting some present work on his plate that is not what it seems, I guess. That's his character. The character Violet is played by Tinashe Muthombeni, and she's actually from Calgary, and she is this is her first acting gig, and she's otherwise been a model. She's very talented, and she works alongside my character. And another local we have is Elena Halebnikova, and she's been in a good handful of projects. I know she's worked with Brandon Reines, you mentioned him before. And I brought her on. I'm not going to say much about her character other than she is some of the mysterious focal point of the film itself. And I think she plays it very, very well. Her role is very physical, as was mine. And she underwent, I think, over 18 hours of training to be able to do what she does in the film. Yeah, I don't really show any of it really hardly in the trailer because I don't want to spoil the film. I just want to excite people for it without giving too much away.
Our guest today on Moving Radio is Spencer Richard. He is the director, lead actor, and also writer of the brand new short film, Dance with the Devil. That's right. It sounds imposing and intimidating, but it's really kind of a spy thriller. It's filmed right here in Edmonton, and it's going to be making its Edmonton premiere on Friday, March 22nd at the Capitol Theater in Fort Edmonton Park. It's a glorious space. If you've never been there before, go check it out. Maybe for the first time, maybe not for the first time. You can find tickets online. All you got to do is search Dance with the Devil and tickets in Edmonton, and you'll be able to find it immediately. Spencer, why don't we give the audience some easy movie math, a sort of an elevator pitch of what the film is about. If you had to reference this film tonally to maybe other films that are familiar people for people, what would you say that Dance with the Devil is? It would be this plus this plus this.
I could talk a bit about my inspiration. So the first idea I had was actually for a music video. You know, classically, this is what I've done. I'm a rap artist. That's where I got the name Servant. And I got doing music videos and really started to enjoy directing them and making them, from producing them myself. And I've started to strafe into short films, and I wanted to challenge myself more and more. This project, I wanted to do the full thing, you know, action, dialogue, all that. But it started with this initial concept of, I had in my mind the idea of a man and a woman wanting to, looking as if they were going to dance, being dressed to dance, but not dancing, perhaps fighting instead. And I had this, just some striking visuals. You know, I train in jujitsu. This has been something I've been doing the last couple of years, and I've been getting a better sense of physicality. I did a bit of stunt work in my last short film kind of project I did, and I just wanted to explore it more. So it just started with this great visual idea. I didn't even have a song at that time or anything. From there, I gradually started to think, well, what if some of the circumstances that were a little bit Sean Connery-esque, you know, Bond? And it was a bit of a silly, goofy thing at first. But once I started working on it, we actually hit a major hiccup. We had to recast one of the major roles, which I explore quite a bit in the behind the scenes because it's a important part of the story. And I've never hit an obstacle like that. But because we hit this obstacle, I realized that I wanted to take it much more serious. I wanted to explore making it in the vein of, you know, Bourne or Bond or any of these type spy things. I certainly favor kind of the modern realistic feel. I wasn't going to go for cartoony or too silly. And I wanted to tell a story that, though was in that vein, was through my own original voice, I guess, something that, yeah, about characters that I guess just my own take on it, you know, really. So it has a bit of an experimental quality to it as a musical artist. You know, I compose an original score for the film, and I also edit the film. Of course, I direct the film and I play one of the leads in it. And being able to edit and compose granted me a lot of freedom because, you know, sometimes you're composing to the edit, other times you're editing to the composition to make them kind of play with each other and be synchronous. And I feel like because of the particular skill set that I bring to it and the wonderful team of people who've supported me in making this project, and it'll be an interesting original kind of experience. Like, it'll feel in some ways familiar, like this is, you know, of a Bond quality in a way, but it'll in other ways, I hope, feel quite like something else.
Spencer, is there anything that you as a songwriter have maybe learned or any skills that you feel are really transferable from that kind of structure of storytelling or lyricism to writing a movie or directing a movie?
Absolutely. I've never been asked that question before, but basically I'm a talented person. And I don't mean to say that like I'm patting myself on the back, or I feel too, but it's like, you know, I have some natural talent. Ever since I was a kid, I've had a proclivity for art, you know, trying to be creative and write. But as a songwriter, there's a difference between if I just sit around and just, I don't know, just slap something out, just put it out really quickly, just, you know, come up with the quickest rhymes, whatever works. And there's a difference between that and really taking my time, really focusing on what's being said, being very critical, not in a toxic way, but critical to the point of being able to give proper discernment over whether your piece of art is actually saying what you want it to say. And so songwriting, I really have learned to spend a lot of time, you know, with the lyricism, with the composition, with the mix, with the master, all parts of it. And I feel like that ethic of quality, like really learning that if I put the time and effort in, good comes of it, not being lazy, that quality certainly does transfer into filmmaking, because there's a lot of ways you can cut corners as a filmmaker. There's a lot of ways you can go, we'll just film it in our backyard and no one's really going to know, you know, if we shoot in this way, it's going to seem that, oh, we don't really need that location. You know, we'll just sort of tease it. We'll get a little green screen in our garage. And there's a lot of things that you can do because they're easier. And I firmly believe that I've just learned that taking your time, getting the right location, you know, rehearsing, going through the script back and forth, working it out with the actors, making sure that it feels natural, that translates directly into production value. So hardly spending a dollar on it. This is where it looks like we spent a lot of money on it, because we take the time to actually deliver things in our control. And it might be effortful, but that's what makes it look professional. You know, we have the good locations. We took the time to rehearse. We practiced, we choreographed, you know, I storyboarded roughly, you know, we put the work in.
You can check out Spencer Richards' brand new short film. It's called Dance with the Devil. We've been talking about it right now. He's the writer, director, and one of the actors in it at the Capitol Theater in Fort Edmonton Park. You can find your tickets online quite easily, and it's a big to-do, so you definitely want to check it out at the Capitol Theater. It's a swanky place to go, and it's going to be a swanky kind of event. Spencer, one of the things that I love about this film, Dance with the Devil, is that you unabashedly shoot it in and around Edmonton. But what's really cool, I think, is that even from the trailer, people can see that you find some very interesting and kind of, I don't know, seemingly transformative locations that don't make it look so specifically Edmonton, but yet kind of are at the same time. How did you decide to go through and start to location scout so you could find some appropriate locations that would make it look and feel like our hometown, but at the same time, for anybody outside of it, would be like, that's really interesting. And maybe, you know, audience would be like, that's kind of an exotic look for somewhere like Edmonton.
I think authenticity is important, and I knew that I wanted to shoot a great portion of this in Edmonton. So naturally, when it came to scouting, there was some exteriors, some ideas, you know, I have this like chase scene and some things that we were going to do outside. I thought, well, what's iconic, you know, what's cool, and also what, yeah, fits the motif. And the legislature, yeah, it, you know, like the building almost looks European for one, but the script never pretends it's not in Edmonton. It never says exclusively that. It's not like, here we are, a couple of spies in Edmonton. It's not like that at all. But because I find that obviously to be a bit of a hokey approach, but there is an Easter egg that if you know and listen for it, you know, there's reference that the characters are in Canada. There's a small detail that if you look for it, it directly indicates that they would be in Edmonton. I went out with my buddy Dylan and we just went walking. I also went with Elena, one of the lead actresses there. We went walking a couple times just to go through exteriors. I needed a land bridge. I was trying to find to do a certain stunt off of. I was also looking for visually what would look nice at nighttime, you know, what would be lit up. And I mean, of course, the legislature, they light it so beautifully. It just really spoke to me. A quick, funny little story about that. When we went to go film there, in my mind, you know, I've got all this organized, all these people and everything. And we show up on the day and it's Alberta Day. And we didn't know it was Alberta Day. And so Arrogant Worms are playing on the ledge grounds and it's all loud and noisy. And there's people and there's a beer tent or something like that. It was nuts. And we're just looking around like we're supposed to start filming in like 2 hours. were just prepping. Amazingly, Edmontonians were very reserved that night. Right after the arrogant worms were done, everybody went home. So we were able to film in peace. And, you know, we like high-fived some cops and stuff. And like, it was just a great night overall. We lucked out in perfect weather. I guess to answer your question, it was taking the time to walk around and making educated guesses on what the weather would be and trying to be flexible as possible. But we did get very lucky.
What would be one of the things you feel like might be the biggest learning curve on a larger project like this from maybe some of the videos that you directed? What's one of the things that you, in looking back on Dance with the Devil, that you felt like that's a muscle you got to exercise as a director that you maybe hadn't gotten to before?
I would say time management. Not that I have been poor at time management historically for these sorts of things, but I learned on this project, you know, in one case, we go to Calgary, we filmed a little bit in Calgary too. And one of the locations there, this is where we hit this massive obstacle and we wound up recasting a role, which I'm being secretive about because it's just so good to see it in the context of the behind the scenes. But basically we go there and film, and we filmed that until like 4 a.m. in one location, and it was just too late. It was hard. And when we went back, you know, we had to go again and have it different with a different actor. And I re-scripted it at that point, all that. I knew that I had to book extra time. It was like, I always think that things are going to be done pretty snappy. You're just going to get them done. And in your mind, and maybe it does work that way sometimes, but it doesn't hurt to err on the side of caution and really give the time so that you as a crew are not feeling that pressure, or, you know, you're not like, there's a big difference between like racing around, like we got to get this shot because we have to be out of here so the venue owners can show these people and we got to be gone. That pressure is not pleasant. And though you can be a calm person and as a director and you can keep your head together, it's just not a fair and fun situation for crew, you know? And I think that's something that I took away, you know, for myself is when we went back, we took more time, you know, I think I'm a lot better for that now. Another important lesson about this is buy-in. So maybe I will tease a little bit at the reason I had my friend was cast in this role, and there's a lot of fighting, right? And they were a martial artist and they were great at fighting, but they couldn't act. They didn't like acting. They just wanted to be part of it. And I wanted them to be part of it. And so when push comes to shove, you kind of get to a point, you realize that, you know, buy-in of crew is really important. Like having people with the right talents being there for the right reasons is very important. And that's a people skill thing. It's amazing how much of filmmaking, I guess, comes down to things like, you know, time management and people skills, and these very applicable skills across all disciplines. And I say that would be something I learned quite a bit about.
On March 22nd at the Capitol Theater in Fort Edmonton, you are going to be having the premiere of Dance with the Devil. I know you want to try and make it as special as possible. What are some things that people can expect when they show up that night to go see the screening, which starts at 9:30, but we suggest that people probably start filing it around 9 p.m.
I've really gone through a lot of effort to try to make this evening remarkable and noteworthy. We have the Capitol Theater, number one. I mean, it's a beautiful venue. I hadn't been there before checking it out as a potential venue for this. I'd only heard about it, you know, in whispers and rumors. And my gosh, it's stunning. It's really, it brings you back to the 1920s where very few of us would have been alive. And it really places you in a place of receptivity, warmth. And I think it's going to be very good socially for that reason. And the staff there are going to be hosting, you know, for concession. We have popcorn. Ordinarily, they don't allow popcorn in the theater, but this is something that is going to happen because I have to pay a custodial fee. I know that's some BTS info there, but I wasn't going to host a film premiere without popcorn that we could eat while we were enjoying it. And they got that pretty quickly, and they understood and were working with me very well. So there's that. You know, we're going to have some billboards up for, you know, posters and stuff like that. There's going to be a couple of photographers. I'm going to have somebody there filming in the evening as well. I have some surprises for the content itself. You know, not only is it the film and the behind the scenes, but there are a couple of surprises. In fact, I have one surprise I've kept entirely from even cast and crew, except the few people involved with it. And I'm going to tease at it, but basically it's going to be a proper, I would say, joyous evening celebrating independent art from people who are local to this area. That really shows what we can do when, you know, even without budget, when we put our efforts together and we collaborate on a hopefully worthwhile project. And I think that in that way, it's more than just entertainment. It's also quite potentially inspiring. I know it is for me. It's been a long journey to make this film and to, you know, jump over hurdles to make it happen. You're going to be surrounded by people who are so proud, and they're going to be beaming to be there. The atmosphere will be electric. I don't think, if you're into that sort of thing, you're going to want to miss it. And I'd love to pack the house. We're on our way to doing that. It's not impossible at this point. We've filled over 50% of it now. And I've been told that most tickets tend to sell within the last 2 weeks. I don't know what to expect, but I wouldn't be surprised if we have a really full evening.
Well, it should be very exciting. It's the premiere of Dance the Devil. Our guest is director, writer, and probably a bunch of other things, staff catering. Maybe, you know, you swept up popcorn on the set yourself. I don't know. You probably did 1,000 things, Spencer. But the film is Dance of the Devil. You want to see the Capitol Theater at Fort Emmett Park. And that's on March 22nd. I know if you Google it, you're going to find out where to get tickets. But maybe just in shorthand, real quick, let's let people know where they can go to find tickets online.
The quickest way to find them is if you go to servent.com, S-R-V-E-N-T.com. There's a link there to get tickets, and it'll bring you to Buy Me a Coffee is the service provider that I use to get tickets. But yeah, servent.com is the best way to find it. And I recommend you get them ahead of time. I'm not sure what will be available at the door, but we'll squeeze everybody in there that we can.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to Spencer. I'm hoping this isn't the last project we get to talk about. And who knows, depending on what happens with Dance of the Devil, we may be talking about it again because it's playing at some specific festival or whatnot, right?
So, oh, who knows?
Yeah, well, the fingers crossed.
Spencer, it's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, so thank you so much for your time. And before you go, just remind people where they can find you on social media so they can find out more about the film.
So the best place, if you're on Facebook, is facebook.com/servent, S-R-V-E-N-T. I'm on YouTube as well. If you look up Servent, same spelling, you'll find it. All of those places can be found through my website. Instagram, I'm somewhat active on too, servent_red. Yeah, those would be the places to find me, I guess.